This is Mike Curtis, and he's going to introduce our speaker for today.
Thank you, Pastor Perry. We realize that some of you have been here a while. Some of you have been here just in the last few years, weeks, months, whatever. Gene and I started coming here about this time of year in 1979. I want to tell you, Marion Christian Center today, Marion Christian Center then, it's a somewhat different place. Foundations are exactly the same. We want to make Jesus famous. We want to honor him. It's all for his glory. It's for him to exalt him. We're a house of prayer, a place where people can come and meet with God. And the heart of worship has been the heartbeat of Marion Christian Center forever. But the style of that music has changed dramatically. You all may not know this, but Kay Fox is the mother of all good things in music at Marion Christian Center. No kidding. On a personal note, I can tell you that week after week after week in my heart and in my mind, as always, I hope Kay is okay with this because she is everything for us. She is the mother of worship at Marion Christian Center, the way we do this. It began with her, the things that she puts into us, the way that she taught us. There are songs that we thought, man, I'm not sure we'd be able to do this. We have blown past those walls 1,000 times over because of the foundation that she laid and the love that she poured into us and the knowledge and the teaching and the foundation. And so I am honored to introduce my friend and my mother in music, my friend Kay Fox.
Hallelujah. Give me some more of those. I knew I was going to cry, so I got one, but I need more. Some of you probably wonder, who is that white-haired lady in the wheelchair? You know who I am. You're newer to here. If you've come in the last 10 or so years or even 14 years, you probably don't really know me if you haven't been here before that. But it's been that long since I was actually active doing that. So Mike and Gene have almost been doing it as long as I have now. I did it 17 years leading the worship department here, and it was a great honor. I'm honored to be able to speak this morning, to be honest. I thank you, Perry and Lois, for giving me that opportunity. You are my pastors. I appreciate it. God has put a lot into my heart over the years. I've got to get my emotions under control to do this, so... He's put a lot into me, so there's a lot to come out. So I have to kind of gauge how much time I have and how to do this and what he wanted to say today, okay? So when I knew last week I was going to share, I sat back there and wrote on the back of my bank's receipt the scriptures he gave me, okay? So that's the way it is, all right? And Mike and Gene very just expertly laid the foundation for today. And I'm praying that I lay the next step for next week, okay? So that's the way this, I've asked God to do that, all right? And he will. Now, just a little bit. The reason I'm in this chair, in the last 10 and a half years, I've been dealing with nerve problems for my back. And I've had 3 surgeries in 10 and a half years, 2 of them this year. So I'm still trying to come back to the point where I can walk with a cane. It's not there yet. I'm working on it. And I've been prayed for. Oh, it's just amazing. I'm so humbled by the people that stop and pray for me every week. And I don't have to ask them. They just do it. And I don't understand God's timing. I don't understand lots of things about what he does. I know the facts are I have some nerve damage. I have balance problems. I have chronic pain. But I know the truth. Jesus paid for my healing. By his stripes, I was healed and am healed, and his word, he sent his word and healed their disease. That's the truth, okay? So whenever that comes about and it manifests, I will be jumping up here. I'll be honest, okay? Because I'm going to tell you about that today, all right? We're going to talk today about praise. Elizabeth, you did a great job, especially telling people they need to do this when they don't feel like it, all right? Okay, a simple definition of praise. What is it? Well, when you praise your kids because they did something good, you tell them you did a good job. Shouldn't we do more, even more for the Lord, okay? I just want to put the focus on Jesus right now. Lord, you are worthy. You are the Lamb of God that was slain for the sin of the world. We thank you for that. And we give you honor and glory because you deserve it. And right now, I just pray that you will speak to these people through this vessel in my weakness, that your power would be demonstrated in them, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, it's just the definition is an expression of approval or commendation to somebody, okay? Now, in Hebrew, there's lots of different words, and that's going to be explained later. Not me. Okay, I'm not going to get into that too much. So I just want to focus on why do we praise God? We're commanded to praise God in the Bible very many times, all right? So let's look at the first scripture, Psalm 47, 5 through 7. I appreciate Angie being there for me to put those scriptures up there. This is the scripture God gave me years ago when I started studying this in depth, when I started really getting into the Bible and studying what God said about praise and worship. And this one, he really spoke to me in it. God has gone up with a shout. Think about that. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet, that's a shofar, the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. That means with music and instruments, sing praises like we did this morning. That's what that word means, all right? For why? For God is the King of all the earth. That's a good reason. Now here's the word, here's the sentence I want you to remember. If you don't remember anything else this morning, this is the one I want you to remember, all right? Sing praises with understanding. Some of your versions won't translate it that way. Some of them just say, sing praises with a psalm. That's not what the word means. The word means, here's what it means. It's a call. And it means to be prudent, to be circumspect, wisely understand, prosper. So if you sing praises when you understand what you're doing, you're going to prosper. You're going to have success. So that's one reason God gives us that commandment to praise, all right? Now, the second scripture is Psalm 22:3. This is a very critical one, too, to understand this. It says, and this is, it's prophetic of Jesus on the cross, this whole psalm. But this verse here talks about God. It says, but you are holy. That means he's set apart. He is holy. Enthroned on the praises of Israel. Now, what does that mean? Enthroned, that word means to dwell, remain, sit, or abide. So when we sing spontaneous praises, that's what that one will mean. When he hears that and he sits in the middle of it like a throne, like a chair. Mahesh Chabda talked about how big is your throne. He did a teaching on that. How big is the chair you make for God to sit on your praises? Okay, that's our responsibility to make the chair good for him, okay? So remember those two, all right? Now, both of those scriptures tell us right there that he is present when we praise like that. He's with us, okay? Now, let's talk about God's presence a little bit, just to give you an understanding. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. You can't escape him. He's everywhere. The Bible tells us that. That's one of his attributes. He is everywhere. You cannot escape God. He's everywhere. But his abiding presence, if you are a born-again believer, he dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. Okay, so he's always there too. He never leaves you. He never leaves you. He will not leave you. He's in there. But we sometimes aren't aware of him because we get into whatever we're doing and we just kind of go off, you know. But he's always there. He knows what we need to do to make our soul, our mind, our will, emotions, and our spirit to be released to know he's there. That's what I would call his manifest presence. In other words, you can feel him. You know he's there. You feel him, okay? Now, the first time I can remember feeling that from this kind of scripture where he's enthroned on the praises was way back. I've been in part of the charismatic renewal back from the 70s, okay? I've been in this church for 40 years. But back in the, before I was here, I went to a meeting in Marion where they had a seminar with a speaker from Columbus who was speaking about God, about the Holy Spirit. And the people in that meeting, during the worship time, they started singing kind of in tongues and just a spontaneous little song. And it wasn't very loud. It was real quiet. But I could feel something different. It's like, what is that? And I knew something changed. I thought this, I want that. I was hungry for that. What it was God's manifest presence. So he wants you to experience him. He wants a relationship with you. So the way you can really get through to that relationship, and especially when you're going through junk, everybody goes through junk every day, right? Okay, when you get to a point like that, what is the best thing to do? Praise God. Sing to him. You can do that in the car. You can do that anywhere, okay? And he will show up because he's already there, right? We have living water within us. We have to allow it to flow, okay? All right, so we got that down, right? So the tangible presence of God is released in our expressions of praise, and it's released in our actions. When you do something for somebody else, it can be released too. You can feel God's presence when you minister to people. Okay, if you show charity to somebody, okay? So that's not the only way, but that's one of the ways. Now, I want to give you some examples of what happens when we do praise, all right? Now, so Psalm 40, verse 3, okay? I like this one. He has put a new song, notice that's new, a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Now, what that is saying is when you sing a new song that's new revelation, it can be just in a spontaneous singing. It could be a song you write. Maybe it might be a new song you write, okay? Like Mike was written a lot of songs. I've written songs. Some of you others might have written songs. That song may end up doing this. Praise to our God, it's the high singing praise. That's what that is. What it says is, many will see it. What are they going to see? They're seeing that praise, and they're seeing God exalted. They're seeing him. They're going to see him. And then they will trust in him. They'll trust in the Lord because they see it. Okay, praise has to be seen. You can't hide it. You can worship God without anybody knowing you're worshiping him, but you cannot praise him with anybody noticing it, okay? It's just the way it is. It's seen or heard. It's the way it is. All right, so the result is going to be evangelism and people are saved, right? That's the result of that praise. That's what that Bible verse says. Now, here's the one I really want to get into. Psalm 149, okay? All right, here we go. Now, this one might stretch you, okay? I'm going to warn you ahead of time, all right? I might stretch you in this one, but it's not me saying this. This is God, all right? He's saying this, not me, all right? It's Bible. It says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Where are we? We're in the assembly of saints, okay? That could be your home group. It could be your family. It could be here. All right. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. That's the people of God. Rejoice actually means dance. All right. Let the children of Zion, the people of God's presence, be joyful in their king. Now, here we go. Here's a commandment. This is it's an imperative verb. Let them praise his name with the dance. Uh-oh. Have you ever heard that in church? Now, we used to dance more here than we are now. I'm just going to say it. I'm your mama, okay? I can say this. Now listen, I love you all. I tell you, I love you. It says, let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. Why? For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He likes it when we get joyful. He wants us to be joyful, all right? What's he going to do here? He's going to beautify the humble with salvation. You know what that word is in Hebrew? You know what that word is? It's Yeshua. Who's that? It's Jesus. That's who it is. He will beautify the humble with Jesus. So that results in all the benefits Jesus purchased at the cross. Okay? Now, I'm going to keep going. Verses 5 through 9. It says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. You ever done that? Okay? Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Now, a two-edged sword in Hebrews tells us is the word of God. Cuts both ways, all right? Now, here's why. Here's what we do. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Now, that isn't people. That's not flesh and blood. We don't battle flesh and blood. We war against principalities and powers, which are real. If you live in this country right now, you know they're real, don't you? Okay? But we have power over them when we do what God tells us to do. If we are joyful in glory, and if we let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hand, we can speak the things that are going to tear down those strongholds. Our weapons are mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. It tells us that in the Corinthians. Now, we're going to bind their nobles. In other words, we can keep those principalities from doing the things they're trying to do and execute on them the written judgment, which is in the Bible. All of that judgment's already written, and we execute it. This honor have all his saints. I think we're going to get more revelation about this as we get closer to the end of all things. And it says, praise the Lord, which is hallelujah, okay, which means to go crazy. Tear down strongholds over your family and neighborhood. Don't you want to do that? I do, okay? So here's how we do that, to be joyful when we're praising. We've got to have an up tempo. You know when you're doing exercise, you have to get your heart rate up? All right. You know what an up tempo song is? It's about 120 or 115 or so beats a minute, all right? We need to start thinking about that. We can do this, all right? So let's have more up-tempo joy, 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 all right? Now, think about this. Jesus, when he was coming into Jerusalem, it was Palm Sunday, he knew his time was coming. He's going to go to the cross real soon. But he's fulfilling a prophecy that was given about coming in on the donkey. And he's done that. He comes in. The children are crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. He's coming in on the donkey. They throw their coats down. Everybody's like, this is a Messiah. Save us, O Lord. That's what it means. Okay. He does that. Then what he does right after that is he goes to the temple. He gets a whip. He drives out the money changers, cleans it out. And then he starts healing people. And the children are still crying out, Hosanna. And the religious leaders are indignant. How could he do that? I'm sure they had some kickback on the money changers. Okay. So they say to him, do you hear what these are saying? Do you hear? Oh. And here's what he said to them. Matthew 21:16. Yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Oh. You know, it says there the rocks would cry out if they didn't do it, all right? Now, you know what he's really quoting Psalm 8:2, which says a little bit differently. It says it this way. Psalm 8:2 says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Now, Jesus knows how to interpret scripture. Okay? We know that that doesn't say it the same way, but he interpreted it. All right? So, it said, you have ordained strength because of your enemies. Well, his enemies were saying to him, why are they doing this? You know, why are you letting them do this? And he said, haven't you heard? You perfected praise. What's that praise doing? It's strength that is silencing the enemy and the avenger. Heard a sermon about the frogs one time. How to silence the frogs. Okay? Now, how many of you deal with negative things that come into your mind every day? All right? The enemy is constantly bombarding us with negative stuff. Okay? Constant. This is a way to get rid of that. You can shut it up. You can tell it to shut up. Okay? But you have to use the weapon God gives us. The weapon God gives us is praise. Praise is not an option. It's like our survival depends on it in these last days. If we don't become a praising people, we won't make it through this because there's too much junk coming at you. Okay? If you are dealing with junk, you've got to learn to praise. It has nothing to do with your personality. It has nothing to do with that at all. Get that out of there. We are a new creature. Our spirit is made in the image of Christ. We have to live out of it and tell our soul and our mind to do what it's supposed to do and our body to get in alignment, okay? All right, that's the way it is. So here's what you can do. It's an action. It's an act of your will. All of God's people are commanded to praise him. Why? Elizabeth told us in that scripture about Jehoshaphat. For he is good, and his loving kindness or his mercy endures forever. So every time you hear negative, you say, no, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. It'll shut it up. Okay, so here's some things you can do. These are practical things. I'll just tell you stuff you can do, all right? You can sing. Some people don't want to sing. You can shout. They could teach you how to do that, all right? You can lift your hands. That's a powerful thing. If you have never lifted your hands in church, I would say, please do it once, and you'll see, all right? You can bow. You can dance. You can play an instrument. You can paint a picture. You can make something for somebody. You can make a cake, Shiloh. You can twirl a flag. You can present a banner. Try doing something you've never done before to praise God. If you just try doing something you've never done before, we tell people to do that when they've been prayed for healing. Say, do something you couldn't do before. Do the same thing to get your praise activated. Do something you've never done before, okay? And you will see what happens. Now, years ago, I wrote a song, probably 20-some years ago now. It's called The Glory Goes to You. And the words are this. For there is none that is more worthy than you, Jesus. For you gave your life a sacrifice to rend the veil in two. That gave us access to the Father. So we give you all the honor. And we give you all our praise. And the musicians, go ahead and come up. We lift your name above all names. Lord Jesus, we love you. All the glory goes to you. Now, this is the line I want you to hear. Giving you abundant praise is the least that I can do for what you've done for us. Okay? So all the glory goes to you. For with all my heart, I offer you the glory you are due. Jesus is due all the glory. When we glorify Jesus, he gives us access to the Father. The Holy Spirit comes. We have the Trinity. We have the Godhead. We have access to all the spiritual blessings. We are seated with him in heavenly places. And if we would just be obedient to praise, especially when you don't feel like it, Give that sacrifice of praise, and you'll see what happens. Okay, we're gonna try this. My singing voice got taken in one of my surgeries, so this is a challenge. You. But I'm gonna help with it. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
There is none that is more worthy than you, for you gave your life a sacrifice to rend the veil in two. So we give you all the honor, and we give you all our praise. We lift your name above all names, for Jesus, we love you.
For the vessel that she is to our church family, to those outside these walls as well, Lord, for the foundation that she has laid. And we thank you, Lord, that she reminded us that praise is a weapon. And we're just going to use that this week, God. We're going to use that weapon to knock down the enemy and just to love on you and to thank you, Lord. So we just thank you in Jesus' name for her, Lord. Amen.